The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Spot rare wildlife, explore the forest, and have endless adventures together.
Good morning to you all. 9:05 this Friday morning, 16th of June, 2023. Great to have you here today, and we are here till 10 and then out, released into the wild for the weekend. Lovely. Text number 51551, good to go, and you can email ryan@rte.ie. We do love to hear from you. And while we're still here as human beings doing this job, because Spotify, if you know the streaming, music streaming service, have this DJ facility, so that when you click the DJ button, a DJ's voice comes on and says, "Hey Ryan, what's happening?" And I've mined through your music and we'd like to play you some songs. And you essentially have your own kind of radio station with a disc. I don't know why I'm telling you this, putting myself out of a job, in a sense. But the personality of the DJ is pretty, well, it's AI, so it's artificial. And I think the intelligence part of it is, it's kind of mythical. But this is kind of how it goes. Imagine your name is Max. You hit the button and this happens.
"Hey, Max, what's going on? I'm X, and from this moment on, I'm going to be your own personal AI DJ on Spotify. Let's go." "Up next, I know you've been on a summer song kick lately, so I went back for some of your old summertime favorites. See if it warms you up."
And then he plays whatever Beatles songs that I was playing. And that's it. That's one of the new developments in the world of AI. Quite extraordinary. But like so often, The Simpsons, the cartoon, were ahead of the curve. They predicted Donald Trump would be elected, I think, and among other things. And they also predicted this. This is a little clip from, I think it's 1998. This is going back. This is how smart they were.
"This is the DJ 3000. It plays CDs automatically, and it has three distinct varieties of inane chatter."
"Hey, hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa, that was the caller from hell. Well, hot dog, we have a wiener."
"Man, that thing's great."
"Don't praise the machine."
"Looks like those clowns in Congress did it again. What a bunch of clowns."
"How does he keep up with the news like that?"
Well, there you are. They were all over it, were they not? And that's AI getting ever more scary with every day. Congratulations to Belfast writer Lucy Caldwell, who has won the 2023 Walter Scott Prize for Historical Fiction at the Borders Book Festival being held in Melrose. She scooped the £25,000 sterling prize for her novel These Days. Has anyone read it? Was it any good? It's a story about loss and love set during the aerial bombardment of her home city during the Second World War. Judges described her novel as a pitch-perfect, engrossing narrative ringing with emotional truth, and praised the story for its great tenderness amid great violence. "It didn't feel like history at all. It didn't even feel like it had happened. It felt like it was happening as I wrote it," says Caldwell herself. So well done to Lucy Caldwell. That's a big result and a great win for her. Elsewhere, the country's newest museum. Okay, well, we can't have enough museums in the country celebrating death. Ah, right, okay. But with the theme of Get Busy Living, officially opened its doors in Waterford City. So well done to everybody involved, particularly the director of Waterford Treasurer's Group of Museums, Eamon McEnany, who I know for a fact, we've had him on the show before, is a history guy. Gets it, loves it, acts on it. So good on him. And the Irish Wake Museum, I'd like to see this already, is the seventh museum to take its place in Ireland's oldest city in recent years, most of which are located in the Viking Triangle as part of a transformation of that part of Waterford. And it's working very well. I've seen it at first hand, and it's just a history lover's dream corner of the country. And the museum, the Wake Museum, is in a former almshouse, which was founded in the 15th century by some of the city's elders. It acted as a type of hospice, caring for 12 men and women at any one time who were in the last days of their lives, but who, while there, had to get up three times a night to pray for the souls of their patrons and the Waterford dead. So that's what they're saying. Eamon McEnany saying, "We are in the dead centre of Waterford." Of course, it is a museum for the week. "And people have been dying to get here for the last 1,100 years." So good luck to everyone. Great thing to do. And as I say, can't have enough museums. I popped in briefly to the National Gallery yesterday and it on Merrion Square. And I met a man who was telling me there was a big event happening last night, a concert to an artist who hadn't been displayed there for some time. I'll give you more details later on, but I hope the concert went well. I met one of the singers as well. And I hope the concert went very, very well because it's a great museum and they're always doing things to keep it interesting. And it's beautiful. And as I always like to say, it's free. You own it, I own it, we own it. And in you go. And then you've got beautiful Merrion Square across the road. So, yeah, it's all there, whether it's in Waterford or Dublin and all around the country. So many great things to see and intriguing museums available for your delectation. And back to Spotify briefly. There was a podcast there set up by Meghan Markle called Archetypes, which will not be renewed for a second season as the audio company begins to make changes and revamp its output. The streaming giant and Meghan and Prince Harry's audio production company, Archwell Audio, released a joint statement on Thursday night saying they've mutually agreed to part ways, proud of the series they made together, but it's not happening anymore. They seem to have signed a $20 million deal with the Spotify for the project in late 2020, but insiders close to the Spotify said that the couple didn't meet what they call the productivity benchmark, which required to receive the full payout, and the move to ditch the Duchess of Sussex's show, which explores the labels that tried to hold women back, follows discussions months ago about renewing it for a second series. That's not happening. Wes Anderson, whose films I love his aesthetic, I love the quirkiness of it. He's got a new film coming out, I think, next week, which I'm very excited about, as I am about, sorry, the Asteroid City's opening today. That's very exciting. And what else dropped tonight? Black Mirror. If you're into that sort of thing, as I am, you'll love that because it got that Roald Dahl Tales of the Unexpected feel to it. And of course, previous to that, Twilight Zone. But it's Roald Dahl. We're going to with Wes Anderson. Lovely connection they had together, of course, when Wes Anderson made his version of Fantastic Mr. Fox, which I really loved. And now he's going to the wonderful story of Henry Sugar. Henry Sugar was published in 1977. Seven short stories, but Wes Anderson's got his hands on it now, and of course Netflix own Roald Dahl essentially, and it'll be there, but it's only 37 minute long short film starring, among others, Benedict Cumberbatch, Ralph Fiennes, Dev Patel and Ben Kingsley. Four fine actors in that, which is great. So Henry Sugar, the protagonist, is played by Cumberbatch, and the titular story poses the question: if you could see with your eyes closed, would you use your power for good or for personal gain? That is the question posed by that story. Anyway, won't be here till the autumn, but already I'm excited to see what he does with it. Donald Trump, isn't it amazing watching what they did to Boris Johnson in that report yesterday? I mean, they gave him 90, said if he was still in Parliament, he would have been given 90 days suspension. Unheard of in British history, parliamentary history, for a prime minister to be censored like that. But they really threw the book at him. And that's in a committee, the majority of whom are Tory MPs. So it wasn't exactly a one-sided affair. Even the chairwoman is, of course, Harriet Harman, who's Labour. But broadly speaking, that is a massive story over there. And it's all very Trumpy. But Donald Trump was in Miami in Florida, of course, for his arraignment on Tuesday. And he went to a Cuban restaurant in Little Havana. There were a few heads out to greet him, and he said that he told the crowd there's going to be food for everyone, believe me. And then what happened? They all ordered food, and then he left and didn't pick up the bill, which it probably explains, as I said here, why he couldn't find a lawyer, because apparently he's a bit tight-fisted when it comes to ponying up the dough. It's one of the worst traits in the world one can have, is being mean or tight-fisted. It's not good, because most tight-fisted mean people have no idea that we can see them. They think we don't spot it, but we all do. In fact, we talk about it. You know, when you're short for that round and you're suddenly not available. Wait a second. Especially in Ireland, it's the round test. You know, if you're skimping on a round, you're gonna have very few friends the next time out. Just won't be invited. Terrible. Anyway, Donald Trump is one of those. That's the story there. Al Pacino, 83 years old, and his girlfriend, 29 years old, welcomed a baby into the world. Well, sure, look at, I was going to say whatever gets you through the night is going to keep him up during the night if he's a hands-on dad. But yeah, he's already got four children. He's got a 33-year-old daughter and a 22-year-old twins. Oh, there you go, with Beverly D'Angelo. And now he's there again. It's a late show, if you will, in the world of fatherhood. Very cool sounding AI DJ, Ryan, but says a text from Enda, but surely that style should depend on what you actually listen to on Spotify. For example, many of us would be more suited to a NAF wedding DJ or even a Coppers at 2 a.m. DJ. Indeed. Well, of what I got a New York cabbie going, hey, Ryan, what you want? Wake up, Ryan. What's the matter with you? You want to hear some music? It was weird. They haven't got that bit right, but it's going to happen. This afternoon, I will be chairing a talk at the Dalkey Book Festival, which kicked off last night. And I am nervous because they are three of the biggest brains. I mean, I was researching them the last couple of days. You'll know Roy Foster, of course, who's an eminent historian. And Nisha McSweeney, another historian from the classical world. And Peter Frankopan, many of you might have read about his books on the Silk Roads. But they have some, between them, they have about 5.8 bazillion qualifications in the world of academia, and I'm going to be in the middle of them. I'll need intellectual armbands this afternoon, but I'll give it a lash. If you're around, you're welcome to join us at 2 o'clock. And there are bigger acts to fry tonight. Tom Hanks is there tonight, and then Bono's there on Sunday night. So it's a big, and that's just, they're two headliners. This massive show of talent for that. Okay, I think we'll take some music. I think we're going to go to the lounge this morning because it's Friday, and we have our guest this morning. Let me tell you about our guest who's standing by. He cycled in, Killian Donnelly. He's one of my favourites. He's great. He's kind of like the heir to the throne of Colin Wilkinson, and he has been wowing them on the West End, in whether it's Les Mis or more recently as Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. He's a great guy, great talent, and he'll be joining us live in studio in a few minutes' time. But like I say, to the lounge. Boom, and that's Dean Martin. And I thought it was Rosemary Clooney was singing with him, but it's Helen O'Connell. And I'm not familiar with Helen O'Connell, but it sounds like somebody you might have gone to school with. Helen O'Connell is the artist, but somebody I know very little about, but I will. I'll find out. Rebecca was on to say, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but I must tell you, he tipped every member of staff in Doonbeg when he was here. Food, beverage, golf staff, everyone got €100. Fair enough. Happy to say that. The Boris drama continues here, says John, in the UK. The first Prime Minister to be found in contempt and found guilty of lying to Parliament. The man has no shame, totally lacking any semblance of humility, his boss at the Telegraph, Max Hastings, said of him when he wrote for the paper that he was totally unsuited to be PM. We now know full well what he meant. Helen O'Connell, born 1920, died 1993, American singer, actress and hostess. And hostess? Of what? Described as the quintessential big band singer. Well, she certainly has the chops listening to that. I was just at the supermarket in Kimmage, says Lorna. And I went to pay for my shopping and my Revolut wouldn't work on my phone. Anyway, a very kind stranger gave me €20 in the car park to pay for my shopping. And she didn't give me any details for me to pay her back, not even a name, just said, give it to charity. And I'm blown away by her kindness. And if she's listening now, I just want to say a huge thank you to her and to let people know that there is kindness in the world. And if we find ourselves in a position to help someone in a given day, then we should do it for no other reason than just to be kind and put that out into the world. I was with my toddler Leo and took that valuable moment to explain the lady's kindness to him and how important that is. And that is the world I want him to grow up in. All the best, Lorna and Leo. Well, isn't that a nice, heartwarming story this morning? Thank you for that, Lorna. And I'm sure Leo learned that lesson well. Pauline, who we spoke to on Tuesday with Brendan, this is their day, isn't it? This is their big day. We talked about their boys, Rory and Fick. Anyway, herself and Brendan are getting married today and they're getting ready to head off to be married. And she got in touch with us to say the love and support that they have received from after the interview with me here on Tuesday has made today so much more special. Isn't that lovely? And Pauline wanted to pass on her thanks and also to the lady who took the time to ring from Galway, her reassurance that life will get easier as only a man like her, or a ma'am, I should say, like her would know, had me in tears of joy. Isn't that great? A nice reassuring week, hopefully, for Pauline and Brendan and their beautiful boys, Rory and Fiac. Another text says, I always remember my uncle telling us a story about a friend who was home from duties at sea, and notoriously tight-fisted when it came to rounds. Once on a trip home, they met at the pub and our friend's turn came to call for the to pay for the scoops. Oh dear, he exclaimed, I've left my wallet on the ship. Ah, well, no bother, says my uncle. Sure, I'll bring you over to get it. Well, that's one way around it. Expose them for who and what they are. All right, what have we got? 9:22, we'll take a break.